This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Talking Banter, the official Dynamic Banter after show. Today we're talking about episode number 14, the most polarizing episode ever. As always, I'm Brett Register, and I'm here with...
Owen.
You guessed it! Owen Carter. Owen, what do you think happens when you die?
You turn back into everything else like you were before. And always will be.
Do you think you'll have any cognizant recollection of this life?
Nope.
Fair enough. We better, started watching...
Better enjoy it, kids. Don't fuck it up.
That's the old man. The old man in the sad sack speaking. So we started watching horror movies at the office because I can't wait till October.
Right.
And I feel like Halloween always sneaks up on me.
And it feels like fall. It's a nice...
Right, it got cold all of a sudden.
I mean, it's not cold, it's just nice, but it's got that... taste, smells like fall.
I was at Target today, and they've already ushered out all of their pumpkin-scented candles.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, like, Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it put me in a good mood, honestly.
The smell of it. Yeah, that's why I like the holidays. We've got to break it up, for God's sake.
For God's sake? Between Satan and God?
No. Pete. For Pete's sake.
Hey, I have great news.
Go on.
Well, as you know, we've been searching for a meaning to this podcast.
Have
except
we?
Except for... with. I mean, I have. But I think I came up with it. It's by way of Jesse Stillwell, longtime listener, unofficial after show host. He does the Too Long Didn't Read segment of Dynamic Banter.
Oh, right.
And he sent it to me in my Twitter message. And I think we should go through it like Dan's thoughts and then give our commentary on the respective moments.
And oh, that's good.
Recap Dynamic Banter just in case you're hitting this first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it will allow us to unpack it properly.
I was thinking, why would they listen to this first? But then I remembered, shit happens.
It's also, depending on where you jump in the timeline, this show might be the first one in the feed.
That's true.
I've judged many podcasts by the first episode in the feed.
Yeah, it's better than judging it by the first episode, period.
Right. If I like the first episode in the feed, I'll go back to the first episode
right,
ever.
Right. But first episodes, man, like somebody wanted to listen to the Lost podcast, and I was like, is there any way you can start with the like second or third?
I've got a buddy listening to it, and I was like, where are you? He's like, I'm in the middle of like the second one. And I was like, oh. And I asked him about the soundboard, and he didn't know what I was talking about. So I guess the soundboard didn't come in.
It's a whole evolution.
Till later.
Yeah. I think the
the
last few weeks, I think I've enjoyed myself.
You've enjoyed the podcast, or you've enjoyed watching Lost?
No, I've been enjoying watching Lost. I enjoyed the podcast, doing it.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's fine. Like, it's... Obviously, it's a fun time, but like the last few seem like legitimate. Like I looking back, I'm like, that was really fun. That was hilarious.
I'm excited for things we have planned that are on the horizon, but we can't reveal here yet.
Like what?
Stay tuned. Like what we're gonna do when the season turns over.
I didn't think you were gonna. You know- I didn't think you were gonna say.
No, I'm not going to say.
Do I know?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Are you on board?
Oh. I thought we decided it.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I go away. I don't know if you guys have offline conversation. It's like, we shouldn't do that. That's not a good idea.
Do you watch Veep?
I do.
They had that the last season with, what's his name, from UCB, Mike with the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
When they all like walk out of a meeting and then he like, or he walks out of the thing or whatever and he like circles around and comes back in another door. And he's like, oh, I just want to see if you guys are having a secret meeting about me. And then at the end of the season when they play...
That's how I live my life.
Yeah, then when they play the documentary back at the end of the season, then they're like, no, we're not having a meeting about you, fuck off. And he leaves, and then like episodes later you see like, okay guys, what are we gonna do about Mike? Like,
right.
It definitely was.
Oh goodness.
That's a good show.
Are you aware of the websites that have popped up this week?
Oh yeah.
Like owenandahat.com.
Crikey or
and
whatever.
Yeah,
the bottom text is good too.
There's a talkingbanter.com.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Should I look? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, give it a look. It's part of the Dynamic Banter website. Who put together the Dynamic Banter website? Is that Jesse?
Not us.
That's great. But people can submit
Oh, maybe Mike did or something. Maybe Steve, actually. I don't know. Oh, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
Jesse,
someone at
Jesse
head, maybe someone at HeadGum did.
Hmm. Well, anyway, they can submit their fanfic there. And other questions.
Yeah. What's up? There's a place to submit your history road.
It'll just email the Dynamic Banter Gmail, though, I think.
I'm on here. It says I play the piano.
And that's true, yes?
Yeah.
Well, you want to get into this thing?
I'm fascinated that there's a website. That's real weird.
Well, we'll get to it. Here's Jesse's TLDR for this episode. Starts out by saying, Owen dresses like one of the Sandlot players. Owen doesn't wear hats. Won't tell anyone why. Steve might know.
That happened. I remember.
Here was my thing about the hats. I think most people that wear hats don't look good in hats.
But yeah.
It's necessary. It's like a bad hair day, or you got to get out of the apartment quick in the morning and you don't have time to do your hair.
Right.
But, so I think there are some of those that it's just functionally better to wear a hat. Then there are people who think they look good in hats, but really don't. And I think I fall into that category because I wear hats a lot, but every time I see a picture of myself in a hat, I think I look ridiculous. And I just am like, you can't pull off a hat. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I realized I didn't look cool like the kids in the Sandlot, so I stopped.
Well, you look cool at that age. But like as an adult, as a functioning adult, it's really hard to pull off a hat. There are very few people that
look even
natural.
Like Ron Howard and Spielberg look pretty stupid when they do it.
But they
like
I
not
put them in the group that pulls it off. That you're not going to question Spielberg's hat. Like Jeff Johns.
Well, but at
DC,
I look at
always
old...
wears a hat.
Yeah.
And he looks as important as he is while wearing like a baseball hat.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, but like looking at old pictures of them with hats is fine when they're younger, but like at some point, I think even on them, it like looks silly. But they kind of stop.
They should steer into it and just wear like goofy hats. Like wear a sombrero to direct one movie.
That's cultural wear appropriation. Like you can't do that.
Wear like the Uncle Buck hat with the flaps over the ears.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's my thought. So don't let them talk you out of your beliefs. If you don't feel like you look good in hats, don't do it.
It's not like a I'm not upset. It's totally fine. I don't even like thinking about how to dress at all, so having to not think about a hat is even better.
Next thing here is Owen on the mic for the first time in Dynamic Banter history with a question mark.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
You were like a real guest this week.
Oh, for a minute. I came in and they asked me to set up for the piano, and I thought they were like just getting to the end. And so mm-hmm. I like was setting up and talking to them, and then thought like we were about to do it, and so I was kind of sitting there waiting. And then they kept going on and on and on. I was like, Jesus, I thought they were about to wrap this thing up. Wow. But then I found out later that was the beginning.
Well, it was very exciting for the fans at home.
Oh, boy.
Steve realized as an adult that perception of yourself is different than how people see you. I listened to this podcast while sort of dozing off to sleep. I had to circle back the next day and catch up, but I was on this part when I was at my groggiest, and I felt like a lot of it was making sense to me then, but I don't totally understand it now.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. I feel like my perception of myself as an adult is more accurate than when I was a child in regards to how people saw me.
Of course.
Okay. I didn't know if that was weird.
Wait, he's not saying that Steve just came to the realization that how people perceive you is different from how you perceive yourself?
It's worded, Steve realized as an adult that perception of yourself is different than how people see you.
Oh, it's funny that it took him until being an adult.
Different. Yeah.
To realize that.
I don't know. Let us hop on Twitter. Let us know if your perception of yourself has differed from how people see you with age.
I think it's pretty obvious, though. What's the next one?
Steve reminds Mike that he's engaged to Zoya, whom Mike pretends not to know. In a hilarious anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
I hung out with Zoya without you, and I told her that I was going to make her love me like she loves Owen. And she seemed only kind of to know what I was talking about.
Yeah. I can't tell. I mean, she's very nice, especially to me, but Mike might be making that up.
Well, you know, if I get there, I'll get to the bottom of it. Mike is very self-aware of what he looks like because he's been editing video of himself forever.
Yeah, that's actually a good
in
way to...
In response to Steve's... Yeah.
You really learn a lot about your little, like, quirks and stuff when you have to edit, like, what you talk like and weird things you do and the way you breathe and all kinds of, like, the way you hold your posture, whatever. Like, it's helpful.
Mike says Owen looks great in hats, mentions owenandahat.com and hashtag owenandahat. So somebody made owenandahat.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's more, but we'll get to it. If you were to guess right now, minutes, how many minutes are we into Dynamic Banter? Like, in this recap, how long have they been talking for?
I was going to say 20 to 30, but you're making me think it's less.
Is 20 to 30 your official guess? Yeah. It's a little broad. If we keep playing this, you should dial it in.
Can I pick one third of the guesses?
It's like one to an hour. No, what's your guess?
I don't know. 25.
6 minutes. 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Wow.
I'll ping you again later. That Next is... says Steve has been a busy boy lately, getting tired. Steve spends most of his life assuring the people in his life that there are good things, not just bad. I like this format because it reminds me of the funniest bits in the show. I do that with Jamie a lot.
How's that?
I'm just constant, like, no matter how shitty my day is or what's going on, she'll find a way to spin it so that her day is worse. And I find myself talking her out of being in a bad mood, because in life there are good things, not just bad. So I get it.
Do you appreciate
that? If you're married, you get it.
Do you appreciate that, or do you wish that she would let you sulk instead?
I don't appreciate it, but I should. Because if it wasn't for that, I would just sit and wallow in my own self-pity. Right. So she helps me not, by doing it herself, she helps me not do that. But in the moment, I don't appreciate it.
Right. It's annoying.
In the moment, I think it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Owen sitting creepily at piano, staring down at his phone. He doesn't text when addressed. Mike and Steve talk about texting him to get his attention.
Mike did text me. It was even funnier that he didn't mention it either, that he did.
that he didn't mention, like, that he texted you?
Yeah, that was like just for me. I didn't text back.
Sometimes you get a good stare going, you know?
Well, like I said, I was waiting. I thought they were wrapping it up.
You still thought it was the end.
Yeah. So I like waited for a few minutes and I was like texting. Then I was like, oh, fuck this. And I went and sat down on the couch.
Did you play Tetris?
I might have been playing Tricky Towers.
What fuck? What is that?
It's like Tetris. The pieces are the same and they fall in the same way, but you're not trying to like make lines that disappear. They're more like puzzle pieces that you have to stack together in certain ways, and it's really fucking hard.
Have you guys been playing Overcooking without me?
No, we need to again. That's fun. It's it's stressful, but in a way that's like, it's, you're like cracking up that you're stressed out.
Yeah, I find myself thinking about it just in my everyday. I just start thinking, like, how could we more efficiently have made that hamburger and got more orders to customers?
Well, we've done about what we can with the two of us, but we're going to need your help to get more levels.
Well, you know, it's what I'm good at. I guess we should explain, if you don't know what we're talking about, every blue moon, we do a Twitch stream, or Steve does, and we're there. And we've been playing Overcooking, which is a game. It's a game from the people who made Worms. And I love it.
I
love
that
they're nailing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Team 17. I'm not going to explain what the game is. Go Google it on the YouTube, and it'll come up. We should do that to see how some people do it more efficiently.
I feel... is that cheating?
Well, no, not if you failed at it enough times.
Yeah, I guess. It's like Nintendo Power Magazine.
Nintendo Power Magazine is one of those... it so perfectly defines a period in time. And nothing, because nothing like it exists now. There's no, like, monthly subscription magazine. And that's the only way you can figure out how to, like, properly beat a video game.
Before the internet. As soon as
but
the internet popped up.
Everybody fucking had it, man.
As soon as the internet popped up, someone could just post online, oh, you do this to beat this level, and think Nintendo Power is over the second that happened.
For sure. I remember I played The Dig, that Lucasfilms game.
I remember that because Spielberg produced it, and I was like, oh, this is going to be fucking amazing. It was okay.
It is amazing. What are you talking about? But I remember
It's so frustrating.
Like, pay per minute. It was like a pay per whatever.
Yeah, AOL
thing. And I signed on to go to find. It was like, I mean, it was super early days of the internet, but on the game, it had a website you could go to for clues
mm-hmm.
on what to do. And I would go on there and my dad would get so angry that I was using up the internet minutes for that. He's like, if you buy the game, you're supposed to play it and figure it out. That's why you play the game. You're not supposed to look it up and have somebody tell you how to do it.
Like, what does your dad do now that no one has to know anything and they look everything up every 5 seconds? Does he want to kill himself?
I think he just quietly resents all of society.
I mean, I kind of get it. I really struggled with, like, remember something first. And then, like, if I can't, I give up and look it up. I'm afraid I'm going to lose, like, capacity to retain any information.
Well, I look at it a different way. If I don't know something, the answer to something, you know, when I was in high school, I just didn't fucking know. But now I would love to know the answer to that.
Yeah,
I'll look it up. And then I have that new information that I wouldn't have otherwise had.
Yeah, no, that's the best. Learning and looking stuff up is awesome. But I'm saying, like, I try and, like, if it's something I know and I just can't remember, I try and, like, remember it first.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give in to just like, to know I can you're look alive. Stuff up all the time. Yeah, I just feel like it's going to be bad for my brain somehow. Like, I'll just never be able to remember anything.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you die.
Mm-hmm.
You just slowly lose it all. Steve talks about going to Star Tours Disneyland with Will. Not sure he finishes this thought.
Oh, no, he got to it. Oh, he wrote that note.
He explained.
He wrote that note before because he came back around to it a long time later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he explained in depth what happens at Star Tours.
Yeah.
Jamie and Mason are at Disneyland right now.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm able to so freely do this podcast at a reasonable hour. That's why we sound so chipper. It's not 11:30.
It's too expensive, but I really want to go do the Tower of Terror one more time before they fuck it up.
I don't care about the actual ride of that. I like the line part and all the
Disney,
stuff in and out.
Disney does that so awesome. Like, that makes the ride so much better, like, creating that world, you know? And the ride's right. Fun, too, though. Brie and I went on it last time we went, and that we had a great time. It's really fun.
It's fun. I would rather go on the Haunted Mansion ride.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, that's
have you been
blast.
On the Tower of Terror in Disney World?
Yes.
That one's way cooler.
Many times.
What's the
difference? I might have never gone to the one here, if I'm really thinking about it. I've done the one in Florida a million times.
Yeah. Here, you go up past a few floors, kind of similar, and then it goes up and it like pushes out a little... And then you're right in the, like, drop shaft, and then you drop up and down, whatever. The Florida one, it goes up, and then it leaves the elevator shaft and goes through the Twilight Zone. You're, like, on this elevator, and it's going up and down, and all of a sudden it, like, leaves that and starts traveling through other parts of the hotel, and it's like, what the fuck? That's so cool. And then it goes, eventually it gets to, like, the drop shaft.
You think that's just because they don't have enough space in L.A.?
Yeah. And I think they do things like that on purpose. You know, the way they do, like, they only put out their movies for, like, a limited time to make it, like, special.
Oh, right.
The vault.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Beauty and the Beast to come out of the fucking vault.
Really?
Yeah, I'm angry there's no high-def version of it. Or I don't have a high-def version of it.
Yeah, it came out a couple years ago, I think. I think I have it. That's one of my favorites.
Well, I'll have it in a couple weeks, I think. I pre-ordered it.
Oh, is there?
I don't know why. Why would anyone ever pre-order anything? Everything
excited.
Comes so quick.
Yeah,
I like to purchase something, then forget I purchased it, and then have it just show up. There's nothing better. It's like Santa Claus.
Not me. I track the package.
Oh, see, I just leave it alone. Somewhere in here, Jesse didn't put a note, but I wrote down, sad cop, new shirt. Which I talked to Steve, I think shirts might be coming.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm excited. Do we still need to have a conversation about how we make them different? Is that still a thing?
No, that's not the point.
Would you wear a sad cop shirt?
I might.
If it was on like a nice material.
Yeah, I might. Well, yeah, but I'd rather wear a small gentleman with like the logo and stuff.
What if it was a V-neck and it was a pocket logo?
What's the slogan? What's the slogan for small gentlemen? Come have a round of boys with the guys. See, that's so great. That's a good shirt.
That's a good shirt.
And why is the gentleman small?
Oh boy. Yeah. We gotta push for that.
Yeah.
I really want a sad cop shirt. Next up, Steve talks about first bonding experience with Mike. First time they hung out alone at Universal Studios, playlist rented Universal Studios for a night. Great night. This was Steve and Mike's meet cute.
Oh, shit.
He missed it. That was 100%.
It was totally.
They had an adorable moment where they both don't like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It's written exactly how it should be. That was Steve and Mike's meet cute. 100%.
It was a perfectly executed meet cute. So if Steve ever needs to know,
he's experienced them. Yeah. That's one. That's one that will never fade. Will never die.
I'm shocked by Steve's lack of interest in Harry Potter. Seems like it would be right up his alley. Mike, I can understand.
I think like Pokemon, Steve and I were just got too old. Like Harry Potter, we were 19 when that came out, I think. 2001.
I saw it, I think, on opening night, the first one.
I saw it because John Williams and stuff, but it just didn't.
Chris Columbus.
Didn't do it for me. Yeah, Chris Columbus is an interesting
director.
At the
bottom of his career.
The bottom.
He rose like a phoenix from the ashes and did Harry Potter 1 and 2.
Man.
And then Percy Jackson 1 and 2, and he was right back down. Although I did like Percy Jackson. I haven't read any of these books.
No.
So
my sisters did.
It's just based on the movie. So I can't really fault them that much.
Because
I don't feel like I'm a true Potter head.
No, you know what it is? We grew up in an age where magic in movies was like puppets and stuff. Right. And now that it's all CG, that's not like to the kids of today, that stuff is magical. But to us, it just feels kind of like flat.
Artificial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not magical. I watch Harry Potter or any of these like Alice in Wonderland or whatever, or you know, Wizard of Oz or Oz, whatever the fuck. And they're just
all
not.
All of those work.
Yeah. But there's just not that sense of like magic.
Yeah. Well, Mike says if Universal had a WWE-themed area. Wait, what?
By the same token, when kids from today watch the old movies, they go, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Because everything's all grimy and gritty.
Well, Mike says if Universal had a WWE-themed area, mm-hmm. he'd expect nobody to want to come with him at all.
Well, you mean like people we know? Or from that group? Or if he grabbed a group of strangers.
All on the, yeah. of all of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would. What would a WWE themed area look like? I want to know.
I might check it out over. If I had a choice between Harry Potter and that, I might do that.
Wait, what?
If I had a choice between Harry Potter and that, I might do that.
Oh, I gotta go Harry Potter and that. In that, yeah.
The Simpsons. I would have picked Simpsons too. By the way, to celebrate
Simpsons.
Their love, they came back from that trip and gave me the plastic cup that their Flaming Moe's came in. So I have a Flaming Moe's cup on my desk at work.
Wow, so they really got on. After their meet cute, they had a whole after sunset situation go on, huh?
Well, I don't care about that. I just like having a Flaming Moe. That's fun that exists in the real world in some way. Like stuff from or stuff about movies or whatever, rides and shit based on things like the closer they get to the movie experience, the more fun it is. Like, I'd rather than wear a shirt that says Back to the Future on it, I'd rather have, like, Marty's vest, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
You'd much rather dress like the character than have, like, a It's like softcore cosplay.
Oh, yeah, but I think, like, the more something is from, like, if there's a Simpsons land, it's like, here, I get a balloon from Krusty, and it's like, eh, okay. But if they have, like, Flaming Moe's, like, straight out of the show, and now it's, like, it's in reality in some way, that's so much more fun. I like that stuff.
Next here it says, Bree doesn't like Disneyland at all, but goes with Steve, even though crowds make her feel uncomfortable. She hates kids. Steve says, what is this, kids' day? Out loud. If kids get annoying by running and screaming at Disneyland in his general vicinity. I hope they like Madison. I hope they haven't been lying. Bree was there when he was born. I think she saw him be born and then swore off kids. Because I did the same thing.
She loves that kid. I think she's talking about like swarms of other people's gross idiot kids.
Oh, I don't like other people's kids at all.
Yeah.
Next up, it says a prehistory road is initiated. Owen is caught off guard. He fumbles with a book of music in the background. Steve tells a story about Walt Disney and his daughter. At what point do you think we are in the podcast now?
How long is the podcast total?
But that's not part of the game.
I need to know. Because I want to guess exactly halfway, but I need to know how long it is.
How many minutes do you think is halfway? I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
40 minutes.
40 minutes is halfway, but this is 30 minutes in.
Oh, shit.
Well, 31:45.
I keep overshooting it. It seems longer when you're there.
Yep. Next thing, Steve loves going to Disneyland with people who have never gone. And I understand this not because I feel this way, but because Jamie loves when I come so that she can show me around Disneyland and make me feel foolish for not knowing the directions. She'll be like, meet me at the Tomorrowland. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't know where that is.
Could you find it in the one in
Florida? I'll never see you again.
Could you find Tomorrowland in Florida?
Maybe. Like, well, sure. I have a hard time remembering how well I remembered. Because I don't remember it very well now.
Right.
But I think, like, if I walked in there now, I wouldn't know where the fuck I was going.
Yeah, see, I went there.
There was a time when I had it mapped out in my head. That, Universal, Islands of Adventure, I knew everything.
Yeah, like, same for me, opposite. Like, Disneyland, I exactly know where everything is. Florida, I don't really remember. I went a few times when we were there.
Jamie thinks Disneyland is significantly better than Disney World. Because she says there's no magic at Disney World.
Yeah, it's all about the magic again.
I know. Hey, man. When you're right, you're right. Mike and Steve went to Frank and Son Collectibles show. Steve shot footage, hasn't looked at it. They want to dub over the bad audio and not tell anyone they did it. They should. They should. They absolutely should. Mike tells the story about Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, punking a tiny adorable kid on television by kicking a basketball off the stage before he could dribble five times to win $100,000. I remember this. I watched wrestling around this period. But me and my brother would go out into the front yard and practice the moves after we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And that made my mom real, real nervous. And my dad had to break it to us that they weren't really doing any of that stuff. And therefore, we shouldn't be doing it in the front yard. And we kind of weren't allowed to see it. A little bit. But, I mean, me and my brother, having a brother within a few years of you is just a recipe for chaos.
Yeah, like, I can see that.
If it wasn't that, it was something else.
Yeah.
There was a point at which we fought so much that my mom gave us, like, towels that are wet at the end to just rat tail each other instead of fighting. So we went into the backyard and started rat-tailing each other.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely got cuts on my legs. And then it ended when I waited after Brad took a shower in his closet. And when he came out of the shower, I started rat-tailing him with no clothes on.
Uh-huh.
And I caught some stuff in the rat tail, and it became a whole issue. And my parents shut that shit down. So, yeah.
But assholes.
Fucking. Yeah, I mean, kids are awful.
Yeah.
Steve wants every kid in the world to get punked in the same way as a learning experience. It's so hard. Who knows? Like, some of the worst shit could be great for kids, and we don't know because no one's daring gonna try it on their own kid,
right?
And I feel like I missed the opportunity. I feel like we're doing as close as we can to kicking the basketball away from Mason on a weekly basis.
I mean, you've got him watching those horror movies, and they pull the rug out from under you all the time.
Mason does, like, little kids don't like to be scared, but Mason really loves to get scared. He thinks it's the funniest thing, because I go out of my way. I do, like, a really good job hiding sometimes. We play hide and go seek, and I will jump out and just scare the piss out of him. And then there's a second of terror followed by a second of hilarity.
Uh-huh.
He thinks it's the greatest. Mike spots candy pumpkins. Mike and Steve both love the fuck out of them. Did they eat all your candy pumpkins?
Yeah, but I got them to be eaten. So I'm glad did. So
you didn't eat them?
Yeah.
Steve pressures Owen to let him put a Macho Man poster in Owen's bathroom. Did you? It wasn't up there over the weekend.
Oh, no, I'm looking at it. It's still right here.
It's still Steve, watching
Steve
over
was
you?
Pressuring me into putting the picture up.
That was the interpretation from this.
I didn't
TLDR.
I don't need any pressuring. I don't care at all. Go ahead, put it up. It'll be funny.
Because there's nothing above your toilet right now. The listeners should know.
Well, you know, I've got candles and nice colored towels.
Fair.
And it's not like a white bathroom.
But I mean, like, nothing right above the toilet. It's just wall.
You mean straight across from you there?
Yeah.
When you're sitting on the toilet?
I don't remember. I made this assessment in my mind while I was in the bathroom.
Well, I think you could put it in either place, either where you stand and look or where you're sitting and looking. Sitting's probably better because you have a lot longer to look.
But do you really want Macho Man staring at you while you're trying to take a dump?
Wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Mike says he's real into wrestling before telling Steve why Macho Man dressed the way he did. Basically gives a short biography of him. Mike and Steve do a fucking hilarious Macho Man impression. Mike talks about wrestling, the greatest match ever, Hulk Hogan, and Ricky the Steamboat? Is that right?
I don't remember that.
I would think Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Isn't that the most memorable?
Maybe. But I never really paid attention. But yeah, but even I've heard of that, so that might be.
Right.
You know.
All right, we gotta keep plugging here. Mike laments the party he's missing because of the podcast. Steve feels bad for making him miss it. Steve asked if Mike knew candy pumpkins were made out of real honey. His dog ate one and was shitting blood. Does honey make dogs shit?
Apparently. It depends on the dog, I think.
That's amazing.
That indie movie, Wiener Dog, by the, what's his name, who did Welcome to the Dollhouse. Like, a good portion of that movie is devoted to the dog having bloody, disgusting, extreme diarrhea.
Steve resumes the story of him and Will at Star Tours, but not really. They talk about
it took that long to get back to Beyond. Wait, how many minutes?
Where do you think we're at? Where do you think we're at?
When did the first part of that happen? 6 minutes?
Six minutes is still you in the hat.
When does Star Tours first come in?
Looks like around 13 minutes.
13. And so right now we're at 40 minutes.
An hour.
Whoa.
Wait, passed you.
Wait. It took him 45 minutes?
Yeah. To get back to it.
He came back to finish the Star Tours thing about 3PO's garden 45 minutes after he first mentioned it.
Yeah, because the next note is Mike and Steve do C-3PO impressions about C-3PO being a shitty salesman. Oh, man.
I want to see that. I want to see their thing of him being a shitty salesman animated like the Star Wars cartoon from the early 80s, or the droids cartoon.
Oh, I would love it. I would love
you
it.
You could probably even Rhino take balls? Some of that animation and just match it up, huh?
Oh, maybe.
Ryan's too busy, man. He's, like, legit now.
He's doing all that first-time show stuff.
Well, we've got some talented other people out there, too, though.
All right, well, beat Rhino Balls to this. Don't sleep on it. We'll post it. We'll retweet any C-3PO animations with our 300-something followers. That's Talkin' Banter.
No G.
No G. Guys, no G.
That matched-up video of the end of that Lost episode with the sounds that we did.
It worked so perfectly with the glasses.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. The music with the glasses was funny, too, but the one where it's... Everyone crowded around the baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, I was like, oh, maybe I didn't see it, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, Boone died.
Mike asks if any dads pat their pants to find their keys when the staff says someone's spaceship is about to be towed. That's a good dad joke.
Mm-hmm.
Steve completes story about Will's joke. Will asks what's through a random door. Is that C-3PO's garden? That's at an hour 5.
No shit.
So that was a solid
50 minutes for them to make that point.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great dad pocket pat at the end of Poltergeist when they're running out of the house. And they get to the car, and he goes to, and the whole family piles in the station wagon, and the camera's like right on the driver's side door. And as he's trying to open it, it won't open, and he has to do like a quick pocket pat, and it's just like framed on his waist, and you just see the hands go like, ah! It's like,
right,
so like real, and this extra level of like, just one more tiny little thing to like get in your fucking way after all this madness, you know? It's such a good fucking moment. In a movie.
That movie's on our list to watch on our yearly Halloween pilgrimage through like Phantasm. And every year I've got to watch Hocus Pocus and Trick or Treat.
We're going to see the remastered Phantasm at Fantastic Fest.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say the Egyptian.
No, I think it's that one and the new one.
Yeah, there's a new one, but the new one looks like garbage.
Yeah, whatever.
And I am, just so you know, I'm basing this only on the cover or a poster that they distributed. I'm already out.
When we were kids, though, like going to the rental store, that's all you had to go by was VHS covers.
Absolutely. Dude, I wanted to see Frogs for so long because of that cover, and that movie is terrible.
You got a great cover. You can really sell it. Somehow, covers have kind of like... DVDs were the worst. Blu-rays aren't as bad because they've started using some of the, like, poster art again, the good whatever stuff, sure. But, like...
DVD was just trying to sell you. Like, it's like if the movie bombed, that you were getting some insane cover with
it was
like
the worst,
actress.
Yeah, and the worst Photoshop. And it's like we did good posters and covers for the longest time. Like, what the fuck happened? Yeah, but we have Photoshop now. Look at how we can smooth out Val Kilmer's skin so he looks like a mannequin. Like, why?
Are you talking about Real Genius?
Yeah, I am talking about Real Genius. That's one of the worst covers.
Orca was a movie that I always wanted to see based on the cover. I've been thinking about revisiting that for Halloween, but I feel like it's going to be awful. All right, we're almost done. Steve asked what the point of a robot having a garden would be. History Road. So we're into History Road now at an hour 8. This is genuinely one of the shorter episodes.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
It's good. That's a good length, I think.
But I only say it's nice because we do this show.
Right.
And I have to go through it. Otherwise, I would think it was too short. History Road, written Stephen Smith, hijacked by Mike, talking about the crazy old lady. Owen tickles the ivory. Steve stops History Road, starts it again, and then stops it again. To make fun of Steve Smith's shitty grammar. The end. Thanks, Jesse. That worked out really well. So you got now you have to do this every week.
That's really good. We
or we'll be lost.
Does he not do it every week? I thought he did.
I know, but I mean send it to me. I remember.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's get into some questions.
Great.
We got some good ones. Okay. Aston? A-S-T-A-N? Astan? Aston. One of those. Ask, what was the world like when the word selfie was not yet invented? It was a different time.
It was. It was better. There's a lot. You will get a lot less pictures, though.
I lived in a world where I went to 4 years of high school, and if you had a cell phone, you were like a point something percentage of the students.
Yeah. Probably rich.
Well, I had one towards the end, but it was because my parents didn't... I don't think totally trusted me and wanted to be able to call me to find out where I was. But this fucking thing would only survive one call, maybe. So if it was on all day, it would just die inexplicably. And then my parents would try to call me, not be able to, and then be mad at me. And they're like, this is why we got you the cell phone. So that, you know, a lot of people had pagers, but no one was ever on their pager. So you were forced to have conversations with people, and when something was happening that was cool, you were forced to just watch it and remember it.
Yeah, that's what we did. We remembered things. We kind of paid attention in the moment, and then we remembered it because you had to.
Exactly.
It was kind of nice. I feel way more detached with selfies and stuff. Like, there's concerts and things where I would love, like ELO the other night, oh my god. And I really thought about, like, filming parts of it so I could have it and look back or whatever, but I wanted to just be enjoying it, you know?
Sure, and there's two parts to that. The first is, it's distracting your experience, but also, whoever you're showing it to is not going to have anywhere close to the same experience.
Oh, no, it was just, I wanted it for me, but it was more fun to just, like, enjoy what was happening. But I would have enjoyed. Well, Steve got some clips, so like going back and looking at those was like, oh, good times.
I would be worried if Steve didn't break his phone out a little bit in that stretch.
Yeah, no, it happened, but it's good.
Homeomorphist asks, who is more likely to trigger the end of the world, crazy lady number one or crazy lady number two? And I think for the sake of argument, we throw in crazy lady number three at Bree's place.
I don't know if there is two here.
What? Well, listen, before we even get into answering that, a tweet in Raven, longtime listener, longtime question asker, asks, will we get the cute apartment girl on as a guest to talk about Scary Lady 2? And could we get Miss Register on as well? We'll deal with part one first. Yeah, because she's the one who told you there was a second one, right?
Well, she said that there's one that lives next door to her. And I said there's one that lives on our floor. Maybe I'm wrong about her living on this floor. Maybe she does live upstairs next to her. Because she said the one next to her has a hunchback. And I said the one on my floor has long gray hair and is like super skinny. But I saw her the other day. And the one I'm thinking of definitely has the hump. So I think they might be the same person.
So no, we're not going to get the cute girl on the podcast? Is that where we're going with this?
Oh, yeah, no.
We could get Jamie on. She would be on for like half the podcast, lose interest, and just leave.
She was on when we recorded. Did you cut that part out?
Oh, yeah, I did cut that part out.
You didn't want the podcast audience to hear her beating you?
Yeah, I wanted to, well, you know, for her sake. You got to cut that out. Spousal abuse. It's a big issue over here. We play Madden together as a bonding experience. That's on the Brett and Craig YouTube channel if you really want to hear her. And then I'll try to find some time to get her on here. It's tough. She's usually putting the kid down when we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa
how come she's
Yeti.
Doing it and not you.
Exactly. Grandpa Yeti asks, these podcasts seem to be recorded in a horror movie. Two crazy ladies, parking garage balconies, cats, etc. I would pay $12.
Don't forget about the door that says, shh.
Grandpa Yeti, don't think we haven't thought about it. I want to make the EZU horror movie.
It does seem like it's happening.
More details to follow as we figure it out.
I'll tell you what the movie is.
All right.
It's not like original or anything, but we're like freaking out because there's like all these crazy people in our building, but we're like trapped here. And then as we're like trying to escape and get away from all the crazy people that are trying to eat us or whatever, and we realize that we're not like prisoner or we're like prisoners, like we've been put there too. We're crazy too.
Ooh.
Maybe one of those kind of movies.
Are we podcasting the whole time?
Podcasting.
Like, is it podcasting in the round while we try to escape so that every now and then
one of us hops on the mic
and gives sort of a narrator's perspective?
Would it be podcasting or would it be like Running
Live
Man
streaming?
Or something? Yeah. Like, would it be like or like Truman Show, like people are watching from the outside? But that's like a whole different thing.
I'm good with either of those.
Mm.
All right, we're going to get on it. If you have any ideas for the horror movie, send them to talkandbanter@gmail.com. No G in the talking.
And make sure you register with the WGA. No G.
talkandbanter.com. You can go there, talkandbanter.com, on the World Wide Web and submit your fanfic that way. But yeah. We got to get on this. We're going to jump over to emails. We got no fanfic this week.
That's disappointing.
If you had not drug your feet and written that fanfic, you would be reading it right now. But instead, I'm going to read Carol Ann's email.
Oh, shit. It
goes,
from Poltergeist?
What? Yes. Except for how many the minutes, image here.
How many minutes between like when we were girl. Talking about Poltergeist and then when the callback happened?
Oh, well, listen, Jesse's going to have to cover that in talking banter. Carol Ann says, I've heard raving reviews about VR, but always in the context of video games. When you started talking about how they can just put you in different places like Mars, I was sold. How cool would it be to just go for a walk in New York City after dinner, then next night explore Tokyo or some shit?
Yeah.
Thanks for the email, Carol Ann.
I'm so on board.
To get it, there's something. A lot of that stuff exists already. A lot of people do take videos while they're walking around Paris or whatever in 360. Especially Samsung has a new camera that's very prosumer, and it's going to help. But for me, I would love that more than anything, but there's a disconnect in wearing the headset. Like, the Oculus is so much better than they have been because it expands beyond your field of vision.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the weight of the headset that makes... I guess I could get past that. I don't have an Oculus. The one I have is with my phone, and it's very... It looks like a big movie theater screen.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's... You would definitely get used to it, I think, but I see what you're saying. Like, it kind of takes you out to have the helmet on.
Right. I want a holodeck.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, that's exactly what it needs to be.
That's what I want. But
think about it. That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I don't understand.
We're getting closer and closer.
I don't understand how they didn't run into the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I think the...
Unless the floor
future tech.
Do you
it's
think
constantly
the floor
constantly moving ahead of you?
Do you think the floor is like a treadmill that can move in any direction? But what if there's more than one person?
It's technology that we don't even understand yet.
You're right.
In that holodeck. But honestly, I use my VR headset to watch movies while I'm laying down in bed.
Why?
That's all I use it for. I don't really use it for playing video games or anything like that. Well, two reasons. One is sometimes Mason will be in there with us to go to sleep, and we'll put on one of his movies, and I don't want to watch it again. Or I don't want to bug Jamie with light, and I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
And then the other reason is it's fucking amazing. It's super comfortable. I put in my Bluetooth headphones, and you're laying down in mm-hmm. the most, you know, and then you're laying down while watching a movie on like a fucking movie theater size screen.
And no matter what position you're in, you're still like perfectly oriented with the screen.
Yeah. Well, what's weird is if I lay straight back and I'm looking up, it totally works. But if I roll to the side, it feels weird.
Hmm.
It feels like the TV shouldn't be vertical.
Oh, so you're more like aware of that you're sideways rather than... Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
it feels like
when I try and watch my phone sideways,
down,
I get it.
Yeah. But if you lay straight back, yeah, it's the best.
Cool.
I think that's it. Is that the whole podcast? How long do you think we've been going for? Don't look at the clock.
I looked.
Ah. What's your guess?
49 minutes.
Wait, what? Is that real?
I was saying it that so when you edit it out that it seemed like I was accurate.
Oh. I'm gonna leave all this in. I was really nervous. I'm like, mine says an hour and four. Did you not record for the first 15 minutes?
I can see now why that might have been scary. I was trying to think ahead.
Well, that's it. Listen, guys, very important. Tweet us at Talk and Banter on Twitter with all your questions and thoughts. But more important than that, I've decided there's only one real game one more Dodgers game I can go to this season.
Oh,
and
shit.
I really want Steve to go. So I want everyone to just start tweeting at Steve that he should go to the Dodgers game on September 22nd because he doesn't listen to this show. So he's not going to have any idea why this is happening.
He doesn't know just, it exists.
I know. Just assault him September 22nd. Dodgers, Rockies, we're fucking going. Because I was really going to try to use the leverage of Mike going to Disney to get him to a baseball game, but now Mike wants to take him to a wrestling match. So I don't know why it's so important, but it is. It starts with baseball, then Harry Potter, then coffee.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Thursday.
Hmm.
Inside info?
No.
Okay. Are you in? You in for a baseball game?
Oh, probably not.
Oh, well, you're probably coming. There's like a 100% chance you're coming.
As long as I don't have to wear a hat.
No hats. I'm going to wear a hat, and I'm going to think it looks great. But you know that already. No one else knows that. Keep that shit under wraps. Fanfic, guys. Get in your fanfic, talkingbanter@gmail.com.
Do we have a subject for them, maybe?
I just think any horror fanfic now. We're so close.
Oh, right. Yeah, good call. Yeah,
I'm starting to really dig into the horror mentality leading into Halloween. So,
yeah,
old lady horror, Steve and Mike horror. You can throw Chris McCaleb can be in the story now. Rob Fee.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Fee sounds like he should be in a horror movie anyway. Anyway, send in your fanfic, and we'll see you guys. We'll see your ears next week.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, and we'll see you guys at the movies.
And we'll see you guys at the movies.
Lights out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.